The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
And now, The Trumpet Daily with Stephen Flurry.
I wouldn't be surprised if, for example, this week on Friday, he is going to be delivering what I think are going to be his indictments, the final indictments.
I would not be surprised if there were a number of indictments that still were going to come down the pike.
There are indictments in this president's future.
That's a bombshell.
The bombshell.
This bombshell.
Drop the bombshell.
Bombshell accusation.
Bombshell accusation.
This is evidence of willingness to commit collusion.
If this BuzzFeed News report is true, then we are likely on our way to possible impeachment proceedings.
If this story is true, we must begin impeachment proceedings.
This is suborning perjury. I think there's no question it's an impeachable offense.
And at that point, we are in high crimes and misdemeanor, and we are in impeachment territory.
Right.
This president needs to be impeached.
Impeachment is the remedy. I mean, the president can't...
It's the only remedy.
The spirit of what Trump did is clearly treasonous.
This is moving into perjury, false statements, and even into potentially treason.
There's outright treason. I mean, there is no question.
I think he's feeling the noose around his neck.
The noose is tightening.
Oh. And I think they're shocked that the noose is tightening.
He feels the noose is tightening.
The noose is tightening.
The sound of hoofbeats of all those investigations catching up with Donald Trump must be loud in his ears.
He may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
People might go to jail.
You're exactly right.
For the rest of their lives.
I think they're all going to jail.
Well, I think they're all going to end up together in prison, and maybe that's a good
thing. Oh, my God.
He has no idea that he's going down.
You're confident that at least some Trump associates will wind up in jail?
If I was betting, I would say yes.
22 months of that. Steady diet of perjury, high crimes and misdemeanors, suborning perjury. Impeachment proceedings. This has been the discussion now, nonstop for almost 2 years. Indictments, outright treason, outright. Prison for life. He and his family. This is all that we've been hearing now for 22 months. 22 months of hunting for conspirators and colluders. And, well, as you probably know by now, the Mueller team of investigators, they finally released their report Friday evening. And together with it, we learned that there's no more indictments coming. And what was the media reaction Friday night, Saturday, Sunday? You would think they'd be, at the very least, relieved, but if patriotic Americans, you'd think they'd be happy to learn that there was no collusion. But it hasn't been that way. The reaction now is, well, they're already pivoting. They're moving on to other ways we can get him. I think it was Ted Cruz over the weekend that said they want to impeach Donald Trump for being Donald Trump. Because he's Donald Trump. That's what it amounts to. And so this investigation, this one, there's others to come, we know that. But this one finally comes to an end. And what did we learn? Among other things, we learned that not one single American was charged, indicted, or convicted for conspiring with Russia to influence the 2016 election. Not one. After 2 years of investigating everyone associated with Donald Trump, on the first page of Bill Barr's summary, he came out with this last night. He read through the report. He gives us this summary last night. And right at the bottom of page one, you have the size and the scope of this investigation. Robert Mueller employing 19 lawyers, left-wing lawyers, as we've noted so many times before, and they were assisted by a team of approximately 40 FBI agents, intelligence analysts, forensic accountants, and other professional staff, it says. The special counsel issued more than 2,800 subpoenas, executed nearly 500 search warrants, obtained more than 230 orders for communication records, issued almost 50 orders authorizing use of pen registers, whatever that means, made 13 requests to foreign governments for evidence, and interviewed approximately 500 witnesses. And in the end, how many were conspiring with Russia? Zero. Zero. They couldn't even get something on Carter Page. He has to be the most law-abiding, upstanding citizen in the United States of America to be spying on him for 13 months. And they couldn't even get him on a process crime. 22 months, 500 witnesses, 2,800 subpoenas, $40 million paid for by taxpayers, and no collusion. Well, they did get a few people on process crimes. Just because they happen to know Donald Trump or they happen to briefly work on his campaign. But that's it. And then on the obstruction charges, well, Mr. Mueller was a little bit, he wasn't really decisive on that. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But the whole purpose of this two-year investigation, this is the underlying crime that unleashed 19 investigators, 40 FBI agents, all of the subpoenas, all of the witnesses, the millions and millions of dollars, because the Trump administration was supposedly working together with Russia to fix the 2016 election following the release of Attorney General Barr's summary last night. This is what President Trump had to say outside Air Force One, clip two.
After a long investigation, after so many people have been so badly hurt, after not looking at the other side, where a lot of bad things happened, a lot of horrible things happened, a lot of very bad things happened for our country. It was just announced there was no collusion with Russia, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration. It's a shame that our country had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this before I even got elected. It began. And it began illegally. And hopefully somebody's going to look at the other side. This was an illegal takedown that failed. And hopefully somebody's going to be looking at the other side.
There's the president of the United States saying that hopefully somebody's going to be looking at the other side. This whole thing began illegally. This began long before Robert Mueller came along. This began in the early part of 2016. Some have suggested late 2015. That would be during Barack Obama's administration. That's when you had Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, James Clapper, John Brennan, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, on and on. Sally Yates. These were the principal players. These are the ones that unleashed the so-called counterintelligence investigation. We'll talk more about this in the second segment. These are the ones that kept saying for years, Oh, Russia meddling. Nothing to worry about here. It's too insignificant. It's too inconsequential. And then Donald Trump wins. Wait a minute. I think the Russians helped him. In fact, I think he was colluding with the Russians. We'll look at that a little more closely in the next segment. But shouldn't his opponents, at the very least, be relieved? Shouldn't they be relieved that we don't have a Russian spy in the White House? And furthermore, after 22 months of what you heard in the opening montage, shouldn't members of the mainstream media come out and profusely apologize? You're not going to hear anything like that this week, sadly. There's just no truth in the land. The truth is cast to the ground, and they move on, and they'll look for the next way to take him down, to take him out. Alan Dershowitz on Fox News yesterday, he talked about how that the people working for CNN ought to be hanging their heads in shame. Here's clip three.
Look, this is a good day for the president. It's a very, very bad day for CNN. I have to tell you, there should be hanging their head in shame when you think about how many people went out on a limb and predicted there would be indictments for obstruction, there would be indictments for collusion, there would be indictments for this and for that. They made it seem like it was an open and shut case, and they misinformed the American public, and they have to have some public accountability when you say things that turn out not to be true.
They misinform the American public, and there needs to be some kind of public accountability. That's what the president's calling for. But do you think that they'll be held to account over at CNN or MSNBC or at the New York Times or the Washington Post? Well, look at their general reaction over the weekend. Not one ounce, not one scintilla of humility, of remorse, of, hey, we've misinformed you. We got this wrong. We really and truly do apologize. Listen to one commentator at MSNBC. This is after we received news that the Mueller report had been filed and that, according to the DOJ, this was late Friday night, according to the DOJ, there'd be no further indictments. Nobody else. Nobody in Mr. Trump's family. Nothing related to Russian collusion. And here's an MSNBC commentator Friday night, clip four.
Everyone repeat after me. Single most serious scandal in the history of the United States. Was the president of the United States an agent of an enemy of the United States? Look, this technically eclipses Benedict Arnold, who at least did it for money. And only, you know, but we're talking a president here in control of the country under the sway of a foreign power.
This is after the evidence begins to come through. This is after the hundreds and hundreds of pages following the 22 months of investigation. 40 FBI agents, 19 investigators, hundreds and hundreds of interviews, hundreds and hundreds of subpoenas, 13 requests to foreign governments. And so the information is put together, it's filed in a report. And it's coming from people that, as I've said before, they're no fans of Donald Trump. Andrew Weissman, no way. Bob Mueller, not a chance. And even they couldn't get the dirt that they were looking for. You know some of the backstory. Jim Comey, he leaked those memos. He stole the information from the DOJ or the FBI. Then he had a friend leak the memos to the New York Times because he wanted it to trigger an investigation. An investigation that was aimed directly at Donald Trump. Not something that was, well, the counterintelligence, that was before Mueller came along. And we couldn't come right out and say it was aimed at Trump, although it really was. But we lied about that. We misled the president of the United States about that. But now, he fires Jim Comey, and now the investigation is triggered. And for 22 months. Well, the report's finally filed, and here's someone on MSNBC saying that he's convinced that Benedict Arnold is in the White House. Bill Maher, the comedian, Friday night, he said he didn't even need the report to know. He knows the truth on this. He doesn't need a report from Bob Mueller. Here's clip five.
Did the Democrats put too much trust in the Mueller report? Because I don't need the Mueller report to know he's a traitor. I have a TV.
He has a TV, and he watches MSNBC and CNN. And for 22 months, they've been talking about indictments. Don Jr., Jared Kushner, Ivanka, President Trump. They've been talking about outright treason. They've been talking about the whole family going to prison for life. They've been talking about impeachment, perjury, high crimes and misdemeanors. He knows, this comedian, because he has a TV. These aren't just the media types. They're not just the late night comedians. These are members of Congress as well. Listen to Representative Eric Swalwell. He's on that show Friday night as well, talking about the continued investigations. Clip six.
Here's what's important, is that the public sees the report contemporaneously with the president. He should not be allowed to edit. He should not be allowed to restrict or sanitize. And Mueller has to come before Congress and tell us its veracity as far as what
Barr's... Can you make that happen?
Yeah, we're going to subpoena him. And
now they're going to subpoena Mueller. Now they've got to bring Mueller before a congressional hearing. They've got to ask him questions. What did you mean when you said you weren't going to move forward on obstruction of justice, but that you're not necessarily exonerating him? What does that mean? You see, the door is still left just a little bit open, thanks to Mr. Mueller. And so the investigations can continue. The harassment can continue. No wonder so many people believe this narrative that's been going on for 22 months. Because you've got the late night comedian types, you've got the presenters on CNN and MSNBC, you've got the distinguished journalists at the New York Times and the Washington Post, and you've got members of Congress. Here's one running for the presidency. This is Beto O'Rourke. Over the weekend, this is after the Mueller report is filed. Clip seven.
You have a president who, in my opinion, beyond the shadow of a doubt, sought to, however ham-handedly, collude with the Russian government, a foreign power, to undermine and influence our elections.
Beyond a shadow of doubt. There is no doubt in his mind that Donald Trump is guilty. You could release 18 more reports similar to the one on Friday night. There is no doubt. There is no changing this man's mind. Same with Mr. Swalwell, same with Bill Maher, same with the MSNBC commentator. There is no changing their thinking. Here, for the longest time, they've been saying, we've got to pass legislation. We can't let Donald Trump interfere with the Mueller investigation. We've got to wait for the Mueller report. Once that's out, here come the indictments. Here comes the impeachment proceedings. 22 months. They've been going on and on and on about how that we've got to protect Bob Mueller, how that we've got to remove any and all, any chance that there might be for interference. We've got to get it out of the way. Well, he's had 22 months. 19 investigators, 40 FBI agents, 500 search warrants, 230 orders for communication records, 13 requests to foreign governments, 500 witnesses, 2,800 subpoenas. And President Trump's enemies remained convinced. 2 Timothy 4, verse 3. Listen to this. This is an end-time prophecy. It's talking more about false religion more than anything else. But listen to what Paul said to Timothy. Shortly before he died, he said, for the time will come, that's future, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They just won't endure it. They won't hear it. They won't consider it. They aren't concerned about evidence. He needs to be impeached because he's Donald Trump. That's the bottom line. Never mind sound thinking. Never mind logic. It says, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They just go and get the teachers or the representatives or the commentators or the spokespeople that they want. Having itching ears means that we wish to hear things that just kind of pleasantly tickle the ears. We want to hear what we want to hear. Verse 4 says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned unto fables. They'll turn away from the truth. Mr. Armstrong, when writing about this, talked about how that God's made his truth known, or at least available, but people don't want it. They don't want it. Here, there's all the demands to make every word of that report Friday night public. They want it all to go public, and yet they won't accept what it says. They won't accept the conclusions of the report. Or they'll just look for the bits where Mueller left the door just a little bit open so that the president's persecutors can continue with all of this harassment. They turn away their ears from the truth. You go back, there were two powerful articles about a year ago, the April 2018 Trumpet Magazine, then the one the following month, May, June. You had the article my father wrote about the Nunez memo, and then the following month, Saving America from the Radical Left. In that latter one, he said the entire Trump-Russia investigation is based on a hoax. Robert Mueller's team has been searching for evidence of collusion for nearly a year and has found nothing. We knew a year ago that he had found nothing because everything else was leaking except for the fact that there was collusion. That never did leak because they never could get it. They never could find it. It's been going for nearly a year, my father wrote last year. But they found nothing. But what has been revealed is a tremendous amount of lawbreaking by bureaucrats in intelligence and law enforcement. That's what we have certainly learned these past 22 months. We've learned a little bit of something about fake news. We've certainly learned a lot about the DOJ, about the FBI, about how they conduct interviews, about how they try to trap you in a false statement. We've learned a lot about that, just like my father said. He said last year, the previous president filled America's law enforcement agencies with treasonous agents. And look at the ones that have taken a fall because of all of this harassment. There should be more. There should be indictments on the other side, like the president said. There should be prosecutions. But as it is, look at the ones that have been disgraced. Jim Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Bruce and Nellie Orr, Christopher Steele, Glenn Simpson, Hillary Clinton. It's revealed a tremendous amount of lawbreaking by bureaucrats in intelligence and law enforcement. And yet no amount of truth can convince the enemies of the president that, well, maybe we misinformed the American public. And I'm grateful that we don't have a spy in the White House. Their reaction Friday night and through the weekend, it was hysterical, as usual, apoplectic. Chris Matthews on MSNBC said, how can they let Donald Trump off the hook? How can the Mueller team let him off the hook? That's the thinking. That's the mentality. And so they dust off from this hit, and they move on to other ways to take down the sitting president of the United States. This is Representative Gerald Nadler talking about how that Congress the House of Representatives, the committee that he oversees. He's the chairman of this investigative committee that's going to go after the president. Here's what he had to say following the news from Friday night, clip 11.
The special prosecutor is limited in scope. His job was limited in scope and limited to crimes. What Congress has to do is look at a broader picture.
Oh, so Mueller's limited to looking for crimes, but Congress has to look at a much broader picture than just crimes. What a revealing statement. This is far from over. The investigations will continue. The harassment will continue. Well, there's the matter of his taxes or his business dealings or the inauguration irregularities. They want to destroy him. They want to impeach him because he's Donald Trump. Listen to another commentator, and together with her, others who were saying, hey, this is okay, this one didn't work out so well, but there's a lot of other investigations. This is clip 8.
And now let's look at all the investigations that are still out there. There were 17 of them. Robert Mueller's was just one of them. There's one into WikiLeaks. There's Middle Eastern influence. There's Paul Manafort stuff. There's the Trump Tower. It's on and on and on. It's 17 investigations.
And we know, of course, that the Democrats in Congress are also doing their own investigations.
There are 47 different investigations out there.
You know, the Trump Inauguration Committee is being investigated.
There are other Trump-related investigations still open in other parts of the Justice Department, namely in the Southern District of New York. Not to mention investigations by House committees, which are now controlled by Democrats. 16 and other investigations happening, so I think it's important that we just keep paying attention to it.
This is not the only investigation that is going forward. The House Intelligence Committee, the Judiciary Committee continue their investigations. The Southern District of New York continues its investigation.
Our American Congress does not need the Mueller report, Joy, as a permission slip to continue investigating Donald Trump.
So there are other investigations, right?
So there you go. They're already pivoting in 1,000 different directions. And even Mueller, as I say, he left the door open for them because he said while that there was no collusion on the subject of obstruction of justice, this is what Attorney General Barr had to say in his summary. He said that Mueller does not draw a conclusion one way or another as to whether the examined conduct, that would be by President Trump, constituted obstruction. In the words of Mueller, this is from his report, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. Well, I thought that was his job as special counsel, to give his recommendation on where the crime was committed. And if it's not a crime, then it's an exoneration, but he goes somewhere in between. He's saying, I can't conclude that the president committed a crime, but I can't very well say that he's exonerated either. This is from Paul Mierenghoff over at Powerline. He says, thus, as Barr says, it is left to him as the attorney general to determine whether the conduct Mueller describes in the report constitutes a crime. So it's left to Attorney General Barr. And as it happens, he's appointed by Donald Trump. And so the enemies, they pivot on this. Well, so it's the Attorney General that let him off the hook. Because it didn't take Attorney General Barr very long to say, look, there's no obstruction here either. Well, how can there be obstruction if there's no underlying crime in the first place anyway? If he didn't commit a crime, if there's no collusion, what did he obstruct? What did he try to cover up? What did he try to prevent from going forward? All that he's done these past 22 months, like the report brings out, or the summary of the report, it's been wide open. It's been out in public. That is the president going on and on saying this is a hoax. This is harassment. There's no collusion. Where has he obstructed? He fired Comey because Rosenstein said to. Where is the obstruction? And what is he obstructing? at Powerline. It says, Mueller has declined to do this job on the obstruction of justice issue. He has punted. He has punted the ball to Barr. Barr, for his part, has no difficulty concluding, in conjunction with Rod Rosenstein, that Trump did not commit the crime of obstruction of justice. And it's important to note that he did not reach this conclusion based on any technicality. He states that his decision, this is the Attorney General, his decision isn't grounded in constitutional issues. Thus, it isn't based, for example, on the theory that as a matter of law, a president doesn't obstruct justice by carrying out such duties as firing executive branch personnel. No, Barr has simply concluded that the elements of the crime of obstruction of justice are not present here. There's no proof. There's no proof. And so he's innocent. Unless you can prove that he's guilty. He's innocent. Powerline says, if Mueller agreed that the elements of obstruction of justice aren't satisfied here, he should have said so. If he disagreed, he should have said so. That's his job. He's special counsel. But no, instead he punts the ball. And he makes Barr make the decision. And everyone knows that Barr was appointed by President Trump. And so now the media can run wild with that. Uh-oh, there's a cover-up. Barr's trying to cover up for the president. It says here, by punting to Barr on obstruction, Mueller is implicitly acknowledging that the current attorney general can be trusted to review the facts and reach an unbiased decision as to whether they describe a crime, but that acknowledgement won't be accepted by Democrats and elements of the media. They won't accept this. Well, you've heard the soundbites already. He's Benedict Arnold. You don't need the report to know that he's guilty of treason. Powerline says, thus Barr will come under attack and presumably be interrogated by House Democrats, and Trump's vindication will be less complete than it should be. All that because Mueller, in the end, shied away from doing his job. And so 22 months on, 19 investigators, 40 FBI agents, 2,800 subpoenas, 500 search warrants, $40 million. And we come to the end of it, and Mueller punts the football to Barr, leaving the door open for the president's harassers to continue on with other investigations. Here's Greg Jarrett on Fox News last night talking about Mueller not doing his job, clip 10.
Well, Mueller knew that there was no obstruction case. McCabe, Comey, and Rosenstein had all testified before Congress that nobody had ever obstructed any of their investigations. Mueller knew that the firing of Comey is not obstruction of justice. So what he did is very clever by half. He abdicates his responsibility as a prosecutor to make that decision, gives it to William Barr, and then Mueller slips in his report this thing about, well, we didn't find Trump guilty of crimes, but we didn't exonerate him either. That is the classic prosecutor's cheap shot. When a prosecutor loses a case, he goes out in front of cameras and he says, well, the jury may have found that the defendant is not guilty, but that doesn't mean he's innocent. It's a glaring cheap shot when a loser doesn't get the result he wants, and that's what Mueller did.
That's what he did. It's just guilt by insinuation. If you insinuate it, if you suggest it, you don't really need a report. We all have a television. We can all see that he's incompetent. We can all see that he's Benedict Arnold. And oh, by the way, did you see what Mueller didn't say in the report? They'll hang their head on anything. Anything and everything. What did that montage say? 17 other investigations? One guy said 47 different investigations? That's all they need. A little bit of insinuation here or there. it's important to go back and just look at, this is recent history of all things. It's 2 years, 2 years out. Last year, just a year ago, remember the Devin Nunes memo came out. My father, as I say, he had a full article in the April edition of the Trumpet magazine about the stunning revelations of this memo. He said the radical left has attempted to use the Russia investigation to cripple the Trump presidency. They don't just want to wrest control from Mr. Trump. They're trying to take control of the government forever. They're working hard to smash the last remaining obstacles preventing them from accumulating so much power over the country that no one can do a thing about it. He says the radical left is lawless. They are lawless. These people no longer deal in logic because they've just been overwhelmed by the devil. Read Ephesians 2 and verse 2. We read 2 Timothy 4, verses 3 and 4 already. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. He's the one whipping this up. All of this irrational, hysterical reaction to a report that didn't quite work out the way that they were hoping. And even still, for the love of the country, Mueller could have come out and he could have closed the door entirely and said, hey, let's move on. But he didn't. He didn't. He had to leave it just a little bit open. Well, the truth has been out there for those with eyes to see. That Nunes memo, stunning revelations there, that everyone in the media, everyone pounced on that a year ago to tell you right away, there's nothing here, there's no truth here, ignore the Nunes memo. Never mind the Nunes memo. Here's what they were saying about a year ago, clip 9.
After all that suspense and weeks of buildup worthy of an episode of The Apprentice, the reviews are in. And Congressman Nunes's memo was a dud.
All right. I think everybody knows it was kind of a dud, even the people in the Republican Party who thought they were going to start some big trial balloon here.
Up next, some White House officials fear that the Nunes memo is a complete dud.
Some of the GOP Tea Party members were out there saying that this is the most vile thing they'd ever seen, and it's a big dud.
Serious business, even though when you look at what they put out, it's a dud.
Well, my first thought is that this memo was a complete dud. It overpromised and underdelivered.
My reading of this memo is no. And as a journalist, that's disappointing because whatever the process is that we got here, I prefer really big revealing documents to really narrow duds. This looks like a dud.
I like that last comment in particular. He prefers really big revealing documents as opposed to short ones like this that are just a dud. You have to give them credit for all going through the talking points. They know what they're supposed to say. They know how they're supposed to react. This is the way it works. Cover up the truth. Cover up the truth. Go after the messenger. Slander the messenger. He's an extremist. He's biased. My father, in that Nunes article last year, he said, we're living in dangerous times. Satan's been cast down. And this memo, the Nunes memo, is proof. It's proof of that. Satan and his demons are trampling on America. He said, why would God allow this to happen? Look again at the prophecy in Daniel 8, verse 12. He refers to the reason of transgression. All of this division, all of this rebellion, all of this lawlessness, it's brought on because of our sins. He said, in America today, everyone wants to blame our increasing problems on others, a certain politician or a political party or one race or another or one economic class or another. But the truth, he said, the truth is that these problems would not be overtaking us if the people were not sinning. Finally, he writes, through the Russia investigation, Satan is working to overthrow a constitutional republic and turn America into a police state like Cuba, Venezuela, Russia, or China. He's the one. Satan is. He hates law. He's the one stoking the fires of revolution. Look at how destructive this has been. Look at what like the president said outside Air Force One, look at what the country's gone through the last couple years. Because millions and millions of people will not accept the results of 2016. They want to impeach Donald Trump for being Donald Trump. We knew all along there was no collusion because it would have been leaked 12 months ago, 15 months ago, 20 months ago. And then you get to the end, Friday evening. There is no collusion. That was supposed to be the underlying crime. But then they weasel out of their responsibility on the obstruction charge. And they punt that over to William Barr. He has no problem. He looked at the evidence this weekend and said, there's no obstruction here. There's no crime here. But there's another reason. There's another reason why this had to drag on for almost 2 years. And that's a significant point here to make at the last. The other thing that this hoax did, 22 months, the other thing that this did, this hoax, this harassment, is that it provided 2 years of cover for the ones who should have been investigated. Obama, Hillary, Brennan,